as it applies to the conditions which he is addressing. So we can argue it both ways. And therefore...
It seems like we're coming again with the conclusion of which way you go with the suffix, the cool or the chumrah.
Yeah.
Depending on whether it's the arise or the rabbah.
Okay, so there you are. Now you have totally different things here as far as whether you're dealing here with chumrah and kulas, or you're dealing here with whom you take your leave from. Made a Mishnah Berurah. Alright, let's start with Chelek. Gimel. No, the Chelek Hay. A din in Pesach. How to bake matzahs. And it is Siman. Tof Samach Aleph, Dinei Afias Hamatzo. Tof Samach Aleph. Dinei Afias Matzo. Wait a minute. I'm going to make sure that that's correct. Stop the machine for a minute. So we're going to move. My correction is Tof Nun Tes, just a little before. Mokom v'seder lishas hamatzos, it is Se'iv Beis. Got it?
Yeah.
Lo yanichu ha'isa b'lo esek. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Says the Shulchan Aruch, lo yanichu ha'isa, once you have dough, you cannot leave it alone b'lo esek without being handled, manhandled. Afilu rega achad, even for a moment. The chol zman shemis ashim bo, all the while that you are kneading it and working with it, afilu kol hayom, even if it took you all day, eino machmitz, it cannot turn to chometz. Afilu kol hayom. So the issue is stagnation, right? When we speak about 18 minutes, it is stagnation. There's nothing to argue. It's there. Okay. Ve'im hini chol below esek, but if it was left alone, without working, without kneading, shiur meal, for the time it takes you to walk a meal, have a chometz, and that dough is chometz, the shiur meal, and says the mechaber, the distance of a meal, have a revi'is sha'ol, is a quarter of an hour, which is what? How much is a quarter of an hour? 15 minutes. V'chelek me'asrim me'ashah, and 1/20th of an hour, which is another 3 minutes. So is 15 and 3 is 18 minutes. Okay? So he defines over there what according to the Mechaber, that the meal is 18 minutes. Okay? Now, if you would go down to the Mishnah Berurah on the bottom, three lines in the bottom, Tezvot, Revi is Shaw. So the Mishnah Berurah says it outright. The calculation that we just learned is Yud Ches 18 minuten, the Sach HaKol in total. Okay? V'ayein b'veyur halacha, and you look in Beyur halacha of that he writes, that the Mishnah Berurah writes, Delinyan melicha, but when it comes to another din, the sheer meal of soaking and salting meat, the shiuro who gam kein kidei shiur hiluch meal b'di'eved is ein lahakel elaim kein shahoch of dalid ochov gimu minuten. There you will see, and we will learn it in Yoredeya, that when you salt the meat for at least a meal's time, the meal shouldn't be 18 minutes, but it should rather be 23 or 24 minutes al kolponim. At least that. Ulechatchila, but to begin with, shiurohu kidei shiur sho'ov ein l'shanos. That since we can argue the distance of a meal coming out to either 24 minutes if we follow who? The Gemara according to Ula, or 18 minutes if we follow the Gemara according to Rabbi Yehuda that we learned, since we do have this divergence in the Machlokes, And Ula still obviously is an opinion. We have to see in Kashrus where the minimum amount of salting is a meal. A minimum. Lechatchila, it's supposed to be for an hour, 60 minutes. But there are times and places where you will not be able to put it, leave it in for an hour. And we're going to learn that. That's why we have the Yoredeya here. We're going to learn it in Yoredeya. So that meal over there, says the Mishnah Berurah, the minimum you should do is according to the Chumrah of Ula, the supposed Chumrah of Ula, we'll call it a Chumrah, and leave the meat salting at least for 23 or 24 minutes.
So once again, it's suffering.
I'm going to fight you on it because it isn't exact. You're in the ball game. You're in that ballpark, but it isn't entirely that way. And we yet have to talk, and we're going to come to the Vilna Gaon to see how he sees this whole Gemara, and then I'll let you conclude. If you want to call about a suffix, we'll leave it be. All right, let's go right now. Let's take the Yoredeya. You have a Yoredeya over there. Si'if Samach Tet. You have here a Yoredeya. You have there a Yoredeya. Simon Samach Tet in Hilchas Melicha. Now, before we learn this one particular din in terms of the time, you have to know that unfortunately, this halacha of soaking and salting meat is a mace mitzvah, is a mitzvah that's dead. We don't do it anymore. Because today, by practical definition, when you buy your glatt kosher meat, it's glatt, it's simply cooked, that's all. Because it's already been soaked and it's already been salted by someone else. You ask most yeshiva-educated women today, how do you soak and salt a piece of meat? And they don't know it. I would not trust them with it unless they show it to me first. Because there have been some, but up until this generation. What's it all about? Sure. In America, the last generation of frum people to do it was our parents' generation. Simple as that. Melicha involves a piece of meat that can be salted. There are certain that can't. But melicha involves three basic steps. Number one is called hadocha rishona. You have to wash the meat first. We wash it in the sense of soaking it, so that any coagulated blood is softened up. But the meat is softened up, so that step two, which is salting it, will be effective not only on its surface, but it will soak it. Step three is washing off the blood and whatever enzymes there are and juices and the salt. Three steps.
Is that a soaking or a rinsing?
The other time is not a soaking, it's a rinsing. Then, for health reasons, if you want to make sure that all the salt is out, you can soak it again. But once all the salt is washed off, you can do anything you want. The first Hadocha Rishona is about a half an hour. It's about a soak for a half an hour. Some soak it more. Salting, and that's the question, how long does the salt have to be on the meat? The third one just needs a washing off. Some are no way to wash it three times. Okay? That's good. The washing of three times, the problem is not the three. The problem is to make sure that all the salt is off. But it's washing off and running water, that's the important part. You were going to say.
I mean, Irving does this at the butcher shop.
That's correct. It's dead. This was the mark of a kosher home. Simple as that. The mark of a kosher home was that you had a pail and you had a drain board. And the pail wasn't for dishes and the drain board wasn't for drying dishes. It was used only and exclusively for the soaking and the salting of meat. Telling you clearly, this is a study in the sociology of halacha. So it's different.
I remember buying in a butcher shop less than 6 years ago, meat marked not soaked in salt.
Yes.
To this day, you can still do
you
it.
You can still do
shop.
It. You can still do it if you walk into the right shop. It is done against the better advice of whatever. I'm telling you clearly that the biggest revolution in Brook Kosher has been that there is no question that all those who were buying up until now were not soaking and salting their meat. Not one of them! Maybe if they would maintain a separate broiler to broil all the meat, no question. But not one of them has a separate broiler. They are getting chopped meat, so half of it they put into hamburger patties, and the rest they put into lasagna. They put into meatballs and spaghetti and cooking. There's a whole simon in Shulchan Aruch about the tarfus of such a thing. It's called dam shenis bashel, blood that's in the meat that was cooked. How can we kasher the whole situation? In any event, let's get down to the salting. Sivov, shir shehiya b'melech, the length of time that you have to allow the meat to soak, shehiya, to remain in the salt, is eno pachos, is not less michdei hiluch meal, not less than the time it takes to walk a meal, shehu, according, again the Machaber, shehu kedei, which is approximately shlishis sha'a b'keiruv, about a third of an hour, b'keiruv approximately, a third of an hour is 20 minutes, b'keiruv is approximately, so you see here already, the Machaber already uses a lashon that adds 2 minutes to it already. That's the minimum. When we worked out in Hilchos Pesach, he wanted a quarter of an hour, and then another 2 minutes, so another 3 minutes. It came to 18. Here he's coming in from the upper end, and he says approximately that. And approximately can be less, and approximately can be more. But the least amount of time is that third of an hour, which is 20 minutes. Says the Ramah Hagoh, and this figure that was just given, yesh lismoch b'diavad, is only b'diavad. Or under duress, afilu lechatchila, lichvod orchim, when you suddenly have guests, unexpected, and you need a piece of meat to serve them, you have to kasher it. You're not going to wait for an hour and a half until you go through the whole process. So the minimum is a third of an hour. Oh, litzorach Shabbos, it comes Shabbos, and you get your meat very late. You cannot kasher your meat on Shabbos. Aval belav hochi, but if you don't have these three extraneous circumstances, b'di'evet, or orchim, or Shabbos on your back, ha-minhag la-hash'os b'melicha shir sho'o v'ein l'shanos. It is 60 minutes and you shouldn't go ahead and change it. Simple as that. Alright? Now, if you will please take a look at the shach, which in your editions is to the upper right-hand corner there, and find, please, the Shach, Seif Katan, Chofei. All right? Now, I don't have the Shach, but I think it's quoted here entirely in the edition that I'm using. Shir Mil is Shlish Sha'ah. Okay? B'keruv approximately, right? Pochos Chelek Lamed Min HaSha'ah. Minus 1/30th of an hour. Lefi cheshbon, according to the calculation, the mehalech adam benoni yud parsa'ah b'yom shehu yud beis sha'os. Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole meal in any and every halacha is open to question over here. But remember what the Mishnah Berurah said, where we learned over there, when it comes to melicha. Because we are capable of calculating an 18-minute meal and a 24-minute meal, all right? Since the meal in Melicha is only b'di'evet, is only under duress, I want the highest calculation of the meal. I don't want 18 minutes. Shlish sha'o b'keru, approximately a third of an hour is 20 minutes, and approximately means 20 minutes plus something. Now let's go ahead and calculate like Ula, and we have about 24 minutes.
By matzah,
I don't have to worry, because remember, you have several things. Number one, matzah, you have only zrizim working at it. You don't have yo-yos. Number two, what was the halacha by Matzen? As long as it's kneading and working and kneading and working, it can be a whole day and it won't be chametz.
So the whole time it's, you know, cleaning everything up every 18 minutes. Irrelevant.
It's not irrelevant. Is discipline.
Discipline, but it's not. Okay. Since they're working, the only time it stops working is from the time they roll it out, and from the time you pick it up to carry it over to get perforated. But even that's working it.
They have to do their fingers. From one 18-minute section to another.
He's right.
That's why they were washing their hands.
Right. That's it. Just because you're touching it with a stick and it's moving through the air does not mean that it's not stagnating. The liaison, the active rolling, the kneading, the kvetching, the pushing, the perforating, the contact with the dough, all that. As it works, that is habeisik. That's okay.
Yeah.
Now, when you look at it, okay, how many moments was it on a stick in transportation?
A few seconds.
Huh?
Seconds.
That's it. So we are, without question, way within the limits.
Yeah.
Now, the Mishnah Berurah already.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
They roll up paper at the end of the major.
Yeah. Wow, they got rid of the paper.
Every residue was gotten rid of.
That was it.
Then it's much more common than they have to be.
What?
Rolling up, doing it every.
You know why? Because precisely of the way you started this round of conversation. You wanted to take it easy by matzah. Okay?
I did?
Yeah, you started that way. Yeah, I mean, look, as long as we're going, kol hayom kulo. Can't work that way. Remember, it's still chametz, and chametz is going to be midaraisa.
Sure.
All right, and all right. Now, the Mishnah Berurah already does it. I'm sorry. Let's all reopen again to Tof Nun Tes, the bottom, the last line of the page that we were on.
Tezayin.
Okay. It's Tezayin, but we didn't learn. We didn't learn the Ramah, the last line on the top of the page. You have it, Lauren. Tof Nun Tes, page 111.
Got it.
Got it. V'yesh lahachmir. I'm up in the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Ramah, up on top. V'yesh lahachmir lemaher b'inyan asiyas hamatzos. Just because we worked out that as long as you can work all day and you're kneading the dough all day, don't you dare think that you can take your time. Yesh lahachmir lemaher b'inyan asiyas hamatzos. You have to hustle it. Ki yesh lachush, because you always have the suspicion, shehashihiyos, that the interruptions, that the lags and the lapses, yitztarfu, will all add up l'shiur mil. That ultimately all, okay? Now, go to the bottom, Tezayin, in the Mishnah Berurah, the last line. Yesh lachush shehashihiyos, b'truma sadesh and kasav. When we are talking about working the dough fully, the hainu, right? Beitas hayodayim, when the hands are pushing it, uridud and kvetching it. Afilu shahal bein atayim ma'at. The chazar, the sha'al ma'at is a mitzarif l'shiur mil. But when you're kneading the dough and there is a slight interruption, your left hand, you got a cramp in and you kept on going with your right hand, let's say. Can't say that is the interruption when the clock starts to run towards the meal, right? Because the ha'esek sha'osek acharka, because once he starts afterwards, is mevatel ha'aschalta, negates the beginning of the time that it was.
So
Mama's
got to sit absolutely still for 18 minutes.
That's it. So it's there already. And he ends up, as you can see, the last, by the U-Tes, V'das Maharil Lahachmir B'chol Gavne. The Maharil insisted that you are Machmir in all of these cases to make sure that you hustle and you speed as quickly as possible. And I remember several times that I clocked it. The true clocking of how long it takes
Those matzahs that we baked, from the minute it starts to become dough, in other words, flour and water hit, until it lands in the in the oven, is closer to 5 to 6 minutes than to 8 hours.
At outside,
yeah.
The sun going a lot quicker than that.
5 to 6 minutes. That's it. And that is truly within the span. So we have matzah, we have malicha, and we see the interplay of Ula and Rabbi Yehuda, and we got one more din that we have to do.
Yeah.
We learned it already, but now let's relook at it. Yeah, go ahead.
There's a reason why they use the two different numbers. In matzah, you want a short period of time to, you know, again, it's a siyag. Okay, you want to make for sure that you've got no chametz around, so you make the time period you've got to do it short. If you've got a range of times you can pick, you pick the shortest time. For soaking and salting, you really need an hour. So you want to make your minimum as long as you can make the minimum. Okay, because it's really, like I said, it's really supposed to be an hour.
What you're doing, we just think, is it?
Okay. Then if that's the case, I want to remind you of something that we learned 2, 3, and 4 times. You will recall in the Gemara and Shabbos, we wanted to determine when Seis HaKochavim was, how much after Shkiyas HaChamer. Remember, we had Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nehemiah and Rabbi Yossi, all those calculations. And then, when it came down to Rabbi Yehuda, we had two Amoraim, Rabba and Rabbi Yose, who discussed what Rabbi Yehuda meant. Remember, with the sun setting, then the gray and the orange, it was still red, and then gray. And as it turned out, Rabba said at that time that the distance in time between sunset and Seis HaKochavim is 3/4 of a meal for Rabbi Yehuda. And the distance in time that Rabbi Yosef said between Shkia and Seis HaKochavim was 2/3 of a meal. Alright? Let's take 24 minutes being the meal. Okay? 3/4 of 24 minutes is what?
18
minutes after Shkia. Is Seis HaKochavim according to that?
Yeah.
So we have Shkia, and then 18 minutes later is Seis HaKochavim on Motzei Shabbos. Therefore, how much after Shkia can you daven?
18 minutes.
18 and plus. Isn't there a din of Tosefes Mikodesh Alchol?
So say 4.
Right.
1?
And according to Rav Yosef, it was 2/3 of a meal. 16 minutes plus 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes.
2 minutes.
How long do we wait after Shkia?
15.
How much?
50.
And some wait?
An hour, 72 minutes. 90 minutes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We're in such a huff and a puff over discrepancies over here. Based on what we learned in Shabbos, based on what we learned here. And this leads us to the famous Rabbeinu Tam. How can you take the Rabbi Yehuda of Masechet Shabbos and the Rabbi Yehuda of Masechet Pesachim and put them side by side and come up with an intellectual package that is satisfying? We'll have to learn that in Tosfos. Okay? But I tell you this, in terms of Myra, here is a guideline that you have in terms of Shkia and Maariv. What is the earliest time, according to the earliest Shita, after Shkia that you can daven Maariv? So it's about 2/3 of a meal. 2/3 of a meal, okay? Which is 16 minutes. And if you make the meal 18 minutes, 2/3 of 18 is how much?
Making 24 minutes.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You're making 18.
18 is what?
2/3 is 12.
Ooh-ha. All right. I see you. There you are.
It's going to become a question once we dive a Minchah Maariv together.
Oh, I'll pass an halacha for you. There's no problem.
But
look where it's at.
Yeah. Well,
look where it's at, and if it's good for Maariv and Kriyas Shema, which Zman Kriyas Shema is Midaraisa, okay, the Zman of Motzei Shabbos is also Midaraisa. So you add something for Tosefet Shabbos and finish. Where are you?
20 minutes.
Sounds like the Gemara.
Sounds like what?
Not the Gemara.
Yeah, but we don't talk about it too loudly.
Yeah,
you know that. That's the way the Gemara goes.
20 minutes.
That was it. Now people in Eretz Yisrael hold that word.
We don't talk about it.
They don't?
That's right, we don't talk about it too loudly. Okay? The Vilna Gaon walked in on us and saw us keeping Shabbos. You know what he would say? Bunch of batlonim. Bunch of batlonim, because he have to eat herring. Why don't you go better and go home and learn another Pasuk Chumash? Incredible. But that's the way it is. Here's where the sources come from. You see how he arrives at it.
Mm-hmm.
It's all there, sitting there, and based on what we learn. We have a massive confusion between these two Gemaras that we have now arrived at in trying to determine practical halachos. What is the meal?
Mm-hmm.
That's where we're at. Now, based on this, let's take a look at something that we learned, and that is in Hilchos Shabbos, in Chelek Gimel of Mishnah Berurah. Easier. In Mishnah Berurah Reish Samach Aleph, it's Seif Beis, the equivalent of page 64. Yesh Amrim, there are those who insist שצריך להוסיף מחול על קודש, that there is a separate din in Shabbos of adding mechol from the weekday to Kodesh. And needless to say, whatever you do at the beginning, you also do at the end. The two covers have to match. Just like Kiddush and Havdalah, the criteria for Kiddush are identical to the criteria of Havdalah most of the time in its theoretical sense. You have to do the same. So, יש אומרים שצריך להוסיף מקודש על חול. וזמן תוספת זה, and if you ask me for a time, so you have to know, היא מתחילת השקיעה, is from the start of שקיעה, which means the point שאין השמש נראית על הארץ, the point at which the sun cannot be seen at the earth, עד זמן בין השמושות, until Bein Hashmoshos, the Hazman Hazeh, and when it comes down to time, Shehu Gimel Milin Urevia. This is 3 mil and a quarter of a mil. 3 mil and a quarter of a mil, we'll see how much it comes to. Rotzo La'asos Kulo Tosefes Oseh. If you want that entire time to be Tosefes Shabbos, you can make that entire time. Next page. Rotzo la'asos mimenu miktsas oseh. If you only want part of that time for Tosefes Shabbos, you can use part of that time. Bilvad, provided sheyosif eiz zman sheyeh vaday yom mechol al kodesh. As long as you go ahead and have some point in time that you can be sure that it's definitely chol when you add it to kodesh. B'shir zman bein hashmoshos. What is the time of bein hashmoshos? It's Gimel Rivei Mil. It's 3/4 of a meal, as we learned last time. Shehein Malach, that takes for you to walk, Elef V'chamesh Me'ot Tof Kuf, is 500, 1,500 Amma Kodem Halayla, before night. Okay, so 1,500 Amma is what? Is a meal. Wait a minute, what do we say? A meal is 3,000. This is 3/4 of a mil. Exactly 3/4 of a mil. Okay? So now let's work it out and let's see what the story is. If you look at Chav Gimel, let's work backwards. Chav Gimel. Gimel rib a meal. You see in Mishnah Berurah. Chav Gimel Mishnah Berurah. Vahula erach reva sha'ah. And this is about a quarter of an hour. A quarter of an hour, which is 15 minutes. Okay? Hine HaShulchan Aruch Hizkir B'Seif Zeh Das Rabbeinu Tam. But the Shulchan Aruch here uses a formula of Tosefer Shabbos that comes down to the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam V'Sayato and those who follow him. We'll learn what this Rabbeinu Tam is. We're going to go back to the Tosfos. We'll see the Tosfos in two places. That's next time. Aval Harbei Me'er Rishonim Svirelei V'Gam HaGro Hizkim L'Shitason. Vilnagon holds, and other Rishonim hold like him, the Bein HaShmoshos Maskil Techet Achar Tchilas HaShkia. The Bein HaShmoshos is not removed from Shkia by a segment of time, as we indicated here. All right, of about 15 minutes. Elama, that the Shkia is Hainu Mishoa Shehachamon Iskaso Me'eneinu, the minute Shkia, that the sun disappears from our eyes, continues v'nimshach zmano k'day gimel riv emil for 3/4 of an hour. Three quarters of a meal, and immediately thereafter besomuch lo, immediately after yotzim hagimel kochavim benonim v'hu laila mehatora l'chol davar. Gabai, did you hear me raise my voice? V'hu laila. 3/4 of a meal after Shkia, according to the Gaon, is what? Is Laila Mehatora L'chol Davar. So you can even have the Chumra of what? Of Tziyah Shabbos. This is the Vilna Gaon. How many minutes after Shkia?
15 minutes.
17 minutes. 18 minutes. Okay? Now watch. Another halacha. We're in Shalosh Shuvos. Based on this Vilna Gaon. We're in Shalosh Shuvos. And the Shabbos clock goes berserk. It was misset before Shabbos. We come back into Shul. The lights in Shul are out. We finish Shalosh Shuvos. It is way beyond the Vilna Gaon's 3/4 of a meal after Shkia, correct? It's double and triple and quadruple that almost. What do you do?
Baruch
Hamavliu Ben Kodesh L'chol.
What does your wife do at home before you get home from Havdalah?
Excuse me. Women have a way to think, and we in Shul sometimes become stymied by our routine. Who would dare go home to that?
We had a big machlokes about that when you were, when Shabbos you were sick.
Yeah.
The lights did go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
They did go out.
Yeah.
Right before we davened Maariv, the men's section, the big
switched off.
Switched out.
Cut down. Yeah.
Okay. Nobody turned on the lights.
I was saying somebody said Boruch Hamavdil and turn on the lights, and I got shouted down.
Marvin said wait for davening.
But Marvin is right also. He was a practicing rabbi. You know why? Because he knew there are people who would never be able to understand. And you'll be machshil as a rabbi.
You'll be machshil as a rabbi ultimately.
Because unless you made a tararam to be able to say that you've got to understand what's going on here, you have to say Baruch Hamadu Ben Kodesh L'chol. It must be totally pitch dark, etc. and so forth.
Okay.
You see, you have chachomim hizaru b'divrechem. You got to watch yourself. Okay, that's the point. That's why we don't talk about this Vilna Gaon so loudly. But is there any suffix according to anyone, Vilna Gaon, Rabbeinu Tam, or anyone else? There's absolutely no problem whatsoever. Because as I will soon show you, the way we are davening, if we
figure shows manios, at least according to Rav Moshe, it seems we are all holding in this latitude and longitude. We are all holding Rav time, but not 72 astronomical minutes, but 72 proportional minutes. Simple as that. So there'd be no suffix whatsoever.
And something over some of that could be as much as 90 minutes.
Okay. Let's continue. Ulefiza, according to what we learned. Yesh lihizaher. You have to watch out. Me'od shelo la'asos melocha achar ha'shachamo niskaso me'einenu. You have to watch carefully. That the minute that the sun has gone down and has disappeared from our eyes, you cannot do any melocha va'afilu meleches mitzvah. Kegon hadlokas neros lisuda shabbos. Gam ken yizaher mehod ligmar hadlokasom kodem shetishka ha'chamo. De'la'achar kach hu bichlal ben ha'shemoshos. Says it is a two-edged sword. If you're going to lighten up like the Vilna Gaon and give me three quarters of a meal for Tzeis HaKochavim, if that's the case, you have to play the same game on Erev Shabbos. And remember that three quarters of a meal after Shkia is Laila L'chol Davar, is without question Tzeis HaKochavim. You understand?
So the problem.
Well, the problem is that people have a very devious mind. And they live dangerously. They learn the sugya and say, look, from Shkia Sachama till Tzeis HaKochavim is Sofik Yom, Sofik Laila. We have a Mishnah called, right, Sofik Hashecha, Sofik Eino Hashecha. We can do certain things, look for a mitzvah. So you kind of stretch the point somehow. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah is saying, you got to watch out. Next line, Ulechatchila. The best way is Ein Lahamtina Darega Acharon. You have to light the candles. Hadlokasom mishosh Hashemish beroshei oilonos. When the sun is already at the tip of the trees, like we learned where that Rav told his bnei bayis over there, don't wait till the last minute. Kidul kamon. Mishem machmir al atzmo uporeish atzmo mimelocha chatzisha o al kolponim shlisha o kodem shkia. Shlisha is 20 minutes. Ashrei lo. Why? The Hu Yotzei Bozei Yedei Shitas Kolari Shalim. Okay? Simple as that. You want to play the game with a two-edged sword? You got to watch out for Erev Shabbos. Now, Ayein Beveir Halacha. You'll have to see in Beveir Halacha. We'll consider it at another time. Shebi'almu B'Shem HaPoskim L'Lekulei Almo. And everyone agrees that Hashir of Gimel Rib Einil, this three quarters of a meal mishtaneh, changes lefi azman v'amakom. V'lo ne'amar zeh b'gemora ela ba'ofek bovel u'bizman nisan v'tishrei. Only at the time of Nisan and Tishrei.
Shehayom
in bovel. All right, now we got to take. You'll find that it's probably the same as bovel in Yerushalayim.
I went through that.
Yeah.
In Nisan and Tishrei, March 15th, it is 59 or 60 minutes in every city in the book.
Almost everyone. Okay, so there you are. Okay, now go on, let's finish it for the sake of repeating it from the text. Bizman Nisan B'Tishrei Shehayomim V'Halelo Shavim U'Bimekom Oseinu. Our places, he was in Lithuania. Shenotel Etzad Sfon Ha'olam Mitarech Habe Yoter Alkein Yesh Lihizahem Me'od Shelo La'asos Melocha B'Motzoi Shabbos Av Shenisacher Zman Rav Achar Shkia Ad sheyiru gimel kochavim ktanim. You've got to be careful because the 16 minutes may not be the 16 minutes. It may be more, and you've got to really watch out. However, when you're dealing with Ma'ariv and Zman Ma'ariv, you certainly don't have the problem, the sword of Sofek Chatos, the Shogeg, and the Mezid, you know, Sofek Misas Bezdin of Chol Shabbos. You have a different story whatsoever. There you are.
So question. When we have a summer, well, not let's say summertime annual. Let's say we have a minyan during the winter, and let's say you're not around.
I'll give you all the things.
And the clock goes from the table, say Kriya Shema again anyway.
Right.
and yet it's already 25 minutes after sunset. So right. You say Kriyashma, you don't say Kriyashma later by this.
Now, I have a computerized table for Passaic, New Jersey. It's Amir Sashem is going out to the entire community with guidelines. I have a copy in Shul. Right? It's not for me. It has specific guidelines for anyone who has to use it in Shul. But once it becomes the property of everyone in the community, then that'll be the standard bearer. You know exactly what the story is. It's always good to try to standardize and get people into the habit of repeating the Shema. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The question is, if someone misses, all right, if within 5 minutes or 6 minutes or 7 minutes, you're still within the halacha.
Mm-hmm.
So kol hamachmir, if you go ahead and say repeat the Kriya Shema again, you have not lost
anything.
You're
not losing anything, true.
Right? It's Bataras Talmud Torah. Not at all losing anything. Certainly not a bracha levatala because there are no brachas there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not shame shemayim levatala because it's a pasuk.
Yeah.
You're reading a pasuk.
Yeah.
So any which way you turn,
you can't lose.
You right. Cannot lose. That's right.
Now, the reason, by the way, that I'm pestering is because I'm beginning to get the horn honked in Dominion at night. They want to know what time to expect things to be called. That's why I started pestering you at the very beginning
then
tonight.
Let me just...